poll, nearly two-thirds of Republicans back Trump talks with Iran. By Sean Moran on May 15, 2025. Two-thirds of Republicans support President Donald Trump's efforts to strike a negotiated agreement to limit Iran's nuclear program to prevent the country from obtaining a nuclear weapon. A survey from the University of Maryland Critical Issues Poll Program, conducted by SSRS opinion panel Omnibus, found that 69% of Americans, including 64% of Republicans, believe that negotiating with Iran is the best way to prevent the country from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Only 14% of Americans, including 24% of Republicans, prefer that the United States take military action, or go to war, to destroy Iran's nuclear program. The Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft reported. Asked about the prospects of Israel or Iran having nuclear weapons, further, a majority of respondents, 70%, responded that neither country having such weapons would ultimately be the least dangerous for stability of the Middle East region. Israel is widely believed to have 90 plutonium-based nuclear warheads, though its government, and the U.S. government, neither confirms nor denies its nuclear weapons program. Some observers have estimated Israel's arsenal is much higher, closer to 400 warheads. The polling comes amid continued U.S.-Iran talks, which have proceeded despite their challenges. Indeed, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmael Bakwa'i deemed the last round of negotiations difficult, yet useful to better understand each other's positions and to find reasonable and realistic ways to address the differences, in an X post yesterday. The survey follows Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle's interview with Steve Witkoff, a senior advisor to Trump and key negotiator for the president, in which Witkoff chastised neoconservatives for saying that war is the only way to solve things. Axios reported Thursday that the Trump administration gave Iran a proposal for a nuclear deal during the fourth round of negotiations with Iran. Trump said in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday that he had presented an olive branch to Iran but emphasized that this is not an offer that will last forever. The time is right now for them to choose. The 47th president has stressed that he would like to avoid more conflict because things like that get started and they get out of control. I've seen it over and over again. We're not going to let that happen. Steve Bannon, the host of War Room and former Breitbart News executive chairman, said about Republican interest in diplomacy rather than war, "It's called sanity." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X at Sean Moran 3.